and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets and the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 27th day of April 2005. And I'm trying to talk and keep a straight face at the same time. just played a joke on Robbie Noel. He precedes this program on Republic Broadcasting Network. Robbie is a sentimentalist. He's a romantic. And he played right before the last commercial break. He played a bumper, Bobby Vinton's "I'm So Lonely." And I'm listening to this, and I'm going, So out of the backside of that last break, we played. Was that Kermit the Frog? I think that was Kermit the Frog doing "I'm So Lonely." It might have been, but it was funny as all get out. Robbie likes the desert. He likes Phoenix because his place is. He can look right at the desert. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I've been down to Phoenix, Scottsdale, or Arizona. I've been outside of Lubbock, Texas, and I'll tell you what, it looks like somebody dropped a nuclear bomb on it. I said, Robbie, maybe that's why you're depressed. No, he says, we still have the spring flowers out there. So he says, we do like to have a little fun from time to time to break the tension around here. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a gentleman by the name of Joel Rory, and his website is republicversedemocracy.com, and I already like that to begin with. I remember Brian Lamb on C-SPAN on the Washington Journal. He's hosting that program less and less. He was one of the guys responsible for starting that, and I'd heard him one day on one of his programs call this country a democracy. If you listen to any of the politicians in the House or the Senate, they're on the floor, yesterday especially. We've got the wag the dog thing here with George Bush's Social Security, how to reinvent Social Security. And they're all up there waxing and waning about this great democracy in this country. Well, Brian Lamb had said that on C-SPAN. So I called C-SPAN, got his private office fax number, and I actually faxed him the Republic versus Democracy that was in the 1928 field manual. And much to Mr. Lamb's credit, he has not since called this country a democracy. So it does work. At any rate, we'll take the break here in about a minute. We'll come back on the other side with Joel Rory. And the website, you may want to take a look at that. If you're listening online, well, you got your computer right there. And you may not have realized this that, well, a lot of you do, but some of you may not. I'm not particularly computer savvy, even though I took electronic engineering. But you can listen to the show and minimize that, and you can browse on your website. So go to republicversedemocracy.com and take a look at that as we go into this segment and come back on the other side with Joel Rory. And I particularly want to talk about the 14th Amendment. He's got a lot of juicy information about this one. And folks, to understand where we're at presently, we have to examine our past. And if we want to put this country back together, we've got to know our past history. So we can recreate that, restore it, and then get on with this wonderful country we call the United States. We'll be right back.
Quick, doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now.
I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'd like to thank my friend, Bill Ivey, for giving me this information to bring this guest on today. And rather than fighting the cause to the common cold, meaning the head, we give our efforts in battling the symptoms or the arm of or the various arms of this octopus. Now, there was Orville Browning, the senator for Illinois, back in 1867, said that be assured that if this new provision, meaning the 14th Amendment, be engrafted in the Constitution, it will in time change the entire structure and texture of our government and sweep away all the guarantees of safety devised and provided by our patriotic sires of the Revolution. Well, what a prophetic message that was. He was right. And to take a look at what sprung out of the 14th Amendment, how about the Federal Reserve of 1913? How about the 16th Amendment of 1913? How about the 17th Amendment? Attacks on the states' rights, gun control, infringement on property rights. Let's not forget about the lead-in to the FTAA, NAFTA, GATT, and the war on poverty, the war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on this. You know, every time the government wages war on something, the situation gets worse. If they wage a war on illiteracy in this country, you bet your bottom dollar that we're turning out school children that were dumber than the previous generation. They wage a war on drugs, there's more drugs on the streets. I've got with me today Joel Rory. Are you with me, Joel?
Yes.
Well, how you doing?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Well, we're hanging in there, my friend. We're fighting the octopus here.
Yeah, we got to go octopus hunting.
Yeah. Intelligent creature it is, and the ability, this is a good parallel here, because an octopus has the ability, if you go after one of the arms, it just hits you with a bunch of ink and confuses you and runs off and it grows the arm back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Joel, your website, Republic vs. Democracy, and this has been one of my pet peeves. I've seen a lot of politicians referring to this great country we have here as a democracy, the best democracy. We're over in the Middle East right now, turning that inside out and democratizing everything over there. You know, I read letting the international banksters in, growing the military-industrial complex. Let's make sure that these people get greased by supplying armaments and whatever else. And, well, in my estimation, inviting World War III over there. I don't have that much compassion or sympathy, should I say, for the Muslim or the Arab countries over there. Their culture is hard to understand for me, but I don't necessarily have to, because these are sovereign countries, and as long as they leave us alone, hey, we can leave them alone. The only ties we have with these characters over there is, number one, Israel, and number two, oil. So once we get those problems straightened around, we won't need to be in the Middle East at all.
I agree, and you know what? Your biggest problem is the preamble to the Constitution that says that that these benefits will be for the United States. Now, if they're not part of our United States, we don't need to be over there interfering with what they're doing, nor do we need to be sending them money or foreign aids, because they're not for or in one of the states.
The 14th Amendment, you've done a lot of history on this. And please, Joel, I'd spent some time today talking to you by telephone. To eliminate the pregnant pauses here on air, just run where you want to, whatever points you want to make, just go with it.
All right. Well, there's two main schools that you can go with. Either way, yeah, you've got a bad 14th Amendment. But the truth is, the 14th Amendment didn't even pass, and that's the way I would always want to go with it. If it didn't pass, I don't care what it really means. I don't even care what the Supreme Court says it means. I don't want to hear what a clause means. So it's irrelevant to me what it means or what its efforts was. On the other hand, even if we could accept the fact and say it passed, and ignore the truth behind the ratification, we still have a court that has misrepresented it in so many ways that it becomes pathetic to us either way. It becomes a thorn in our flesh no matter how you go about it. If it didn't pass, which it didn't, then we shouldn't care what the Supreme Court has made rulings concerning it and all the 14th Amendment type efforts they've put out and their supposed rulings that the Bill of Rights was incorporated into it, because it's irrelevant. What we do have is a new form of government that has taken this 14th Amendment for its baby and has nurtured it, fortified it with its own powers, and helped the 14th Amendment mean things that it never meant, even if it was to have passed properly. An example is the changes of due process. There's no way that you can relate the due process clause of the 14th Amendment to the due process clause in the Organic Bill of Rights, or for that matter, the Organic Constitution in its normal form, because there are two different meanings. And they've been exercised differently. There is no way that the 14th Amendment, whether passed or not, can harmonize, flow, or have any friendship with the original Constitution. The two cannot walk together. You will have to stand on the 14th Amendment or the original Constitution. One overthrows the other one, or the other one overthrows the second one. There is no way the two are compatible. The original Constitution forbid ex post facto laws. The 14th Amendment walked in with one in it. If it walks in with an ex post facto law, then it's telling you that you can have ex post facto laws. One is a republic form of government. The other one is not. One gives the states power. The other one gives the federal government power.
Now, this republic has taken many hits, Joel. We've, of course, had civil war, but the states' rights, the union was to be put back together, and the states' rights weren't to be messed with. Well, they took care of that with Reconstruction. We've had other hits on this republic. We had 1913 Banking Act, the 16th Amendment, the income tax. We've had Uniform Commercial Code. We have public policy or public law. We have all of these things that further erode personal freedoms and liberties and their real meanings and what we started out to be. Now, the one point I want to make here to the listeners, and there's a lot of people, when a country gets off track, you'll have a lot of people trying to reinvent the wheel. And we have people out there that quite frankly, that are not familiar with our form of government. No one ever asked themselves the question, how is it that in a short span of less than 200 years, that we literally carved out a nation, built a nation, became the richest nation on the face of the earth, we had the highest standard of living because our sweat equity was turned into something of value, and we didn't have robber barons taking everything from us. We had a great country. And people do not ask themselves the question, well, how in the short span of 230-some plus years did we go from a birth of a nation to become the preeminent, and in my estimation, the best form of government that has ever been on the face of the planet, although there are some problems, and I understand with the Constitution, there were some loopholes that they have jumped through. But people in this country, and I'll illustrate this with what happened with Judge Roy Moore. Now, people will argue this. People that don't know their founding roots, or they're off with some kind of New Age belief, or, you know, they do not want to admit that this country was founded on Christian principles. And I've said this before. I don't want everybody in this country being a Christian. If that's not what you want to be, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a devil worshiper, you can be whatever you want to be. But here's the point. What the blessings that came on this country, and the reason why we're the biggest and the baddest and the richest and the coolest and everybody wanted to come here was because of economic opportunity, freedom, liberty. You didn't have the government in your back pocket, in your face. I dare say that you can't get out of bed anymore with your feet hitting the floor without breaking some federal law somewhere. And I'm not joking about that, folks. I don't know all the laws, but I'm sure that there's something in there that I broke the law if I didn't do something before I actually started getting out of bed and walking around. But here's the problem. The problem is that we have people, and illustrated with Judge Roy Moore, about the roots of the country, God being in the public eye on buildings, the issue about prayer in school or whatever else. But we have people that don't want to go back to the starting point to restore the country because they want to argue the point that this country was not based on Christian principles. And to those people I say, if this put food on your table, if this allowed you a lifestyle, if this system was so great that, I mean, the cup was running over, why do you want to mess with the system? And I don't care what you do. Why did you want to mess with the system of government that gave you so much? I don't care if you're a lesbian, a homosexual, a father raper, a baby raper, whatever you are. But they've tried to social re-engineer this country, and we are going down the tubes fast. So I am not, everybody's got a right to say, everybody's got a right to be, but I am no longer pandering to liberals. I am no longer pandering to New Agers. There was a reason why this country became great. There's a reason why it can become great again. And if you back out with your little socialistic, communistic, hell-bent on destroying this country attitude, well, you're going to get exactly what you don't want. We'll be back on the other side of this with Joel Rory.
The millions who have trouble waking up every morning, hit the snooze a few too many times, need that morning cup of coffee to get you started. Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back. My guest today is Joel Rory, and the website is Republic vs. Democracy. And I want to remind people, while I'm thinking about this, on his website, you need to take a look at this website, because here is true history. And what this man has done, he's got a collection of books that are so rare. In some cases, there's only one, he's got one of the five existing books on the face of this planet. You know, This is what the re-engineers like to do. They like to flush it down the old Orwellian memory hole, as I call it. So you need to take a look at his website. He's got a lot of things that he has put on CD, and these are scanned in along, I mean, the entire books, pictures, everything, all the text, all the pages, everything. And we can't take the risk of shipping one book around so everybody can copy the thing, so this enterprising man put this on CD. So I'm inviting you to look at his website, and most of his CDs go for about $15. So today we're talking about the 14th Amendment leading up to that. And I'm sorry, Joe, we got interrupted by a break there. We'll have another break in about another 4 or 5 minutes here, and then we'll have a long segment.
Okay. There's a a publication in Alabama called The First Freedom. This is one publication out there that's started a series on the 14th Amendment. And some of your listeners may want to connect with them. It's an excellent paper. It's definitely patriotic, American. And I would like to at least give them a plug in here because they understand the issues of the 14th Amendment. They're helping publish deals. In fact, you mentioned Judge Moore. They've got an article in the last one issue that just says Judge Moore and the Godless 14th Amendment. But there's more. There's so much problems with the 14th Amendment, it's really hard to say which problem do you want to address. All of the issues that the court has ruled on, like the legal tender issues, the income tax issues, the supposed public policy issues, all of that is nothing but the blooming and the sprouting of things from that 14th Amendment. There is nothing from the organic Constitution that would ever provide for these new rulings.
Now, the the article, Section 1, says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. I kind of look at that as a dual citizenship, but no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, Joel, let's pick this thing apart, because what they have done in this great democracy, what they have done is they have so pared back the liberties and freedoms, the right to contract, all of these issues. We have the government, the overreaching federal government, FedGov, in everybody's business, in every corner of every state in this union. And this comes from a majority of this comes from the 14th Amendment. A lot of it had to do with the Reconstruction, of course, right after the Civil War. After the Civil War, these states were supposed to be restored, not occupied and a gun held to their head and said, you know, look, we're going to do business a different way. I don't believe that Abraham Lincoln had that in mind. As a matter of fact, some have speculated that may be one of the reasons why he was shot, that and the other issue that he went against the international banksters by printing his own money, which John F. Kennedy did and saw what happened to him. But a lot of this emanates from the 14th Amendment. Now, I don't know where you want to go with this because you got a wide base of knowledge. So, Joel, you just go along with
okay.
It and I'll just jump in from time to time.
All right. The 14th Amendment, as far as, like I said earlier, I really don't care what it means, what they intended it to mean. It didn't pass. Well, let's just go with it as a past amendment and see where we go with that. The subject to the jurisdiction thereof is an interesting statement. If you're subject to the jurisdiction thereof, there must be some people that's not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. But the point is, it's they were attempting to give black freedmen a citizenship, it would seem likely that they would just simply put that in and drop it. But the 14th Amendment is loaded. It is definitely a loaded with pop shots from wordsmiths that you have to go into the 39th Congress to see what they were really trying to put together. Each one of those sections in the 14th Amendment was originally separate amendments proposed. The first section was to be proposed by itself. Second, third, fourth, and fifth. Of course, the fifth was just giving Congress the supposed power.
Right. Okay, now hold on. We've got to take a break, and we have a long segment coming
right
up. Joel Rory is my guest today. The subject matter is 14th Amendment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.wu.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
You want to join us on air today with Joel Rory. We're talking about what has grown out of the octopi, I guess that's singular, the many tentacles and arms that are overreaching every state in this union. And it was at one time, ladies and gentlemen, boy, this was almost heaven. I got to tell you, living in this country, there was a reason why we had everybody from the planet trying to get into this country. Well, now we've got people coming into the country, and all they got to do is walk across the border. But that is another subject matter. But we're talking about the 14th Amendment, and the sections you started to mention, I wanted to also remind people that prior to this reconstruction and the redoing here of America, the freeholders were the people that had property. That gives you certain rights. And the 15th article said the right of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state or account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Well, Section 2 said the Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. The idea behind that was not to deprive people of a vote or a say in what was going on, but the people that had property. These are people that had property that had a vested interest, and property at one time was the key. So what we did in this country was gave everybody the vote, whether they were living wherever, under bridge abutments or whatever. But the idea was that people that had a vested interest in this country and it had real monetary roots in this country, real property rights, these were the people that were best suited to vote. Well, that was changed. And now what we have in this country, ladies and gentlemen, we no longer have electors, we have voters. And, of course, we've seen the problems associated with that. And, of course, once you control all the medias, the press, Congress and the Senate and whomever else wants to do whatever they want to do, all they have to have is the power to convince, and then they get more things done, or so they say. Now, you were talking, Joel, before the break here about the various articles to the 14th Amendment, so please continue.
They had attempted to bring them in four different sessions. Study the 39th Congress, you'll find out a lot of the, at least what they meant or was expecting to, what they expected this to mean. However, with all the, I'd say, tyrannical force surrounding the issues, even some northern states were upset with what was going on. They had to go ahead and push this thing through. Now, I don't think too many people understand or have heard that the 14th Amendment did go to be voted on by the southern states. That was back in, 66. 14th Amendment was brought up, and the southern states, along with the others, voted, and the 14th Amendment failed. That's when the Senate stood up, cast out the southern states, and began Reconstruction, claiming they were still in rebellion. We don't have any authority anywhere to be found in the Constitution for any one of the state representatives to stand up and declare other states anything, whether in rebellion or not. And then we have no authority anywhere in the Constitution to put a military power against the very states that forms the particular government.
Well, and basically what happened was the federal government waged war on its own people.
That's exactly what they did. They had to overthrow, because this is basically the best way to say it, they had to overthrow the sovereignty of the states so that they could go ahead and centralize. You've got a school of nationalists that came out of Boston. These people were Daniel Webster, Benjamin Curtis, and, of course, interesting enough, Noah Porter was from the Boston area. He was a lexicographer that falsified many governmental definitions in the 1864 edition of the Webster's Dictionary. An interesting course of words, because in the Congress, for instance, the 16th Congress, second session, all the Congress were in many debates. Everybody knows that one. If you're historically involved with these sessions, that's the one about the Missouri Compromise. But in that particular Congress, when you read it, you will find many times that our government was referred to as a confederacy. No one thought of us as a national government or a centralized power. This was in the early 20s, the 1820s. It wasn't until 1830 that Daniel Webster, the leader of this national theory, to actually begin debating the idea that we are a league of states or a treaty of nations. Now, it's interesting because in 1823, probably the sharpest lawyer, probably of all times, simply I say that because it would take a lawyer to read his material anyway, and he would be begging for mercy when it's over. Even John Randolph said that John Taylor of Carolina needs an interpreter. Very strong material, and I have to admit, I hated reading through it because it was tough reading. But he himself had exposed the fact that the government was going national and that he was proving by ratification and by the debates that were just earlier released, since the debates and the proceedings were not released to the public. No one knew what went on inside that convention until 1818. A lot of years to be functioning without the average person, lawyers and jurists, to know exactly what these amendments, what these clauses meant. Well, John Taylor wrote his book called A New View to the Constitution. Here, he argued particular words like state, what a state means, what the word federal means. And in that, he gives the full definition of federal, meaning that it is a compact, a league of nations. Daniel Webster now stands up in the Congress arguing as if he's the only leader for truth, argues that we were not a league or a mere compact, as he put it. This began the school of debates. By the time the war was being approached, you had state sovereignty as absolutely the number one issue. The actual real issue was the right of secession. Obviously, you wouldn't have had a war if someone agreed that you had a right of secession. Now, the Supreme Court came in after the 14th Amendment, and they thought that they patted everybody on their shoulders and patted them on their heads, and thought that they convinced us that the right of secession was done away with. The fact of the matter is, neither the Supreme Court, Congress, President, or anybody has a right or the power to nullify the right of secession. That's a God-given right, inalienable. The preservation of self-preservation is a God-given right to survive. Each state had their right to make their own personal stand. This was basically the whole argument that led to the war. These nationalists, after they took over, realized that there were certain things that would always fly in their face. And that would be the actual truth of what kind of government we really ratified in 1789. And if you're going to always make use and state that we've not changed, we're still that 1789 government, we're just adding in an amendment in, you're going to have to cover up some definitions. So hence, somewhere down the line, somebody got to talking to Noah Porter. Noah Porter falsified many definitions in the dictionary. To this day, they're still sitting there. False. He was elected president of Yale University just a few years after that little scam of his. And to this day, we're operating under a theory, an idea of words that is contrary to the organic Constitution, but not contrary to the 14th.
And the words were changed. You made mention of the fact that dictionaries,
Webster's dictionary. This is, in fact, by habit, I use the word change. The true and my targeted word is falsified. These definitions were so turned around. In other words, before the war, a state meant a body politic, a government. After the war, it meant a territorial unit. Now, a territorial unit has no constitutional grounds. for rights, protection. This is not part of the compact. In other words, in the organic constitution, you have the word state. When you look up the word state, pre-Civil War time, you know what it means. You look up the word state after the post-Civil War times, it has a whole new meaning. And I'll give you an example. I have here a certified copy of the South Carolina Constitution. This is the 1868 Reconstruction Constitution. This is the one that the generals walked in with after they forced the legislators out of their seats, forced what officials were already elected by the people, and removed them and placed their own people into the offices of all the southern states. They handed them this Constitution. And how arrogant can you be? It even starts off saying, we the people of the state of South Carolina. Well, that's not what happened. This was walked in by the sword and gun and handed to the people. And so since the preamble states that it is a constitution for, by the people, when that's not the fact, I want to point something to a section here where it says in section 4, every citizen of this state, and remember this is 4 years after the definition was changed in the 64 edition, so I'm pretty sure I know what they mean by state. I'll go up further on and prove it further. This state, it says every citizen of this state owes paramount allegiance to the Constitution and government of the United States, and no law or ordinance of this state in contravention or subversion thereof can have any binding force. Does that sound like something that the people would vote in and pass?
Doesn't sound like it to me. And what about the state constitution?
If the federal constitution supersedes
and you owe that allegiance, then why did we even bother with state constitution?
This is where we're getting at. In other words, where I'm from South Carolina. I can't call it a state of South Carolina because it's not a state anymore, at least by definition. My state that was ratifying the original constitution is no longer here. I don't have that. I don't have the state of South Carolina. I've got the territorial unit here. And this is where I'm living at. I'm living under the territorial unit of South Carolina, at least by definition. Now, in this Constitution, the state Constitution that they handed to us and said, this is you now, with a sword in their hand and a pistol on their side, ready to be drawn. This is your new Constitution, my South Carolinians. And in it, it says, all political power is vested in and derived from the people. Now, you got to laugh at this because you're walking in with a sword. You're walking in with force. You're walking in with generals leading armies into your state, handing you this piece of paper, saying this is your constitution, and you've passed it. See, we the people, you passed this. This is y'all. And it says in Section 2, slavery shall never exist in this state. Now, what's wrong with that phrase? The phrase is missing a word. If South Carolina was considered the old state being brought back in, it would say never again. Because South Carolina had a history of having slaves. But this is a new state, and under the new definitions. And it has no history. It began in 1868 with the federal generals down their throat, along with the federal generals down the other southern states' throat. They was enforcing their 14th Amendment even before it passed by their standards, which it didn't pass, but under their own standards. They were enforcing the 14th Amendment down the throat with the sword, with the gun, as if it had already passed. Even though it failed in 66, they took it to vote. It failed. That should have been the end of it. But that's when the Senate rose up, claimed that the South was back in rebellion. Consider this. They voted on the 13th Amendment. So whatever legal argument someone would want to put together on this, claiming that, well, they were still dirtbags, they were still rebellious, they were still whatever, they should have been thrown out. It doesn't matter what should have been or not should have been. The problem is that they were in. They were voting. And they were denied suffrage and was cast out. They was already accepted back, regardless of the position anybody takes as far as where they was ever out, where they were in, but just in rebellion. These were the kind of controversies that took place during Reconstruction.
All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll invite you to call in, Russ, and other callers. Just hold on. We'll get to all of your calls. 800-313-9443. Folks, this is real living history. We have caught the little beetle bugs here and how they have flipped things and how they have changed things and why we are under so much misery and under the yoke of tyranny in this country today. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best-kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after 2 compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. We are back. Let's go to the phones. We've only got a couple minutes in this segment, and I'll remind people, 7465 for your international shortwave listeners next hour for the National Intel Report. Russ in West Virginia. Hello, Russ.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I got a question for this man. I don't want to take too much time up because he's very important here. If we go back, forgetting the 13th and 14th Amendment, we go back to Article 1, Section 8, and Congress's control of 10 square miles. If we take our table of organizations, we have God, we the people, who made Congress, or made the Constitution, who in turn made government, who in turn made corporations. So Would it not be feasible if we could force whatever way is necessary to dissolve all the government corporations, thereby sending the government back into its little bottle of 10 square miles?
Yes, I agree. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that we need to wake the states back up. They've got power. They're just not using it. The states could get to a convention together, and anything that the federal government has either misused, misunderstood, whatever their problem is, the states go up there and just strike it out if that's the case. If you're misunderstanding that supremacy clause, like this Constitution should be the supreme law of the land, for instance, we'll just go in there and knock it out and reword it so you don't misunderstand it again. The states would take that position. The federal government will find their seat again and quit standing up over everybody.
Well, and I've said this before, the real solution to the problem that we're facing, and we've heard all the things that are wrong, but the key to this thing is the states. And for that to happen, we got to have state governors that once again understand what the states is about, what the role of the federal government is, what the true power, and the states have not been exercising their power. They've been rolling over for the Fed and ceding more power over to them or just allowing them to run roughshod. If we had Judge Roy Moore that said that he wants to run for governor of Alabama, I seriously think that he could get the governorship. If Ron Paul would get his head out of the matrix up there in Washington, D.C., and run for governor here of Texas, well, then we could start to unravel this thing. The point is in the states. The key to the states is the education. While everybody is pointing their finger at the Fed, what we've got to do is take the fangs out of this viper.
Right. Get the local – worry about your local people. In other words, South Carolina don't need to worry anything about Alabama, California, Michigan, Maryland. It's not their problem. Their senator, their congressmen that are set up there should only worry about one state, and that's South Carolina. Let Maryland set up their representatives for Maryland. Now, we could put our government in its proper place if you just educate the people to get their state right. The state can go up there under the proper congressmen that would go up there and provide for their own people where they come from, their state. They could nullify or demand an amendment, since if they have a problem with that that clause of the Constitution, shall be the supreme law of the land, and they misunderstand it, then we can go up there and amend it to a point where it is clarified what it means. Because it's clearly what it means, it's just that they're construing it wrong.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, Russ. I appreciate it. We're going to take a break here for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. We'll be back on the other side with the second hour of the National Intel Report. And in the second hour, just so people understand, I want to go through quickly the Republic versus democracy. And what was said about this thing, what citizenship in a democracy means versus citizenship in a republic. And we're going to go through this. And by the way, this was in, and I told you incorrectly, this was the training manual number 2000-25 that was published by the then War Department in Washington, D.C. on November 30th of 1928. Which, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the communist that he was, took over, he ordered these manuals destroyed. We'll take a break, second hour, coming up.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.